Hey fam, how are y'all doing? Oh my god, I'm so excited! Y'all, welcome to the second edition, episode, however you want to call it, of Lemon Podcast. I mean, this is designed to just bring to you some stuff that's going down and topical issues about, you know, in the pop culture. And then about lifestyle. This is very important for us because we know that you need to, you know, join the conversation and have to talk to us about everything that's going down. I have this amazing, my name is Marvel Moore, first of all, and I have this amazing young human being beside me looking at me very funny. I don't even understand what he's trying to say, but it's all the same. It's all the same thing. It's good. Everything is good. Young man, how are you today?
Just for the records, let me just say
you're not young. No, but the records, you are not young.
I'm a dad.
Oh, damn it. All right, so who's your baby mama?
Not baby mama. Like, I'm married to the game, you know.
Oh, damn it. The green. Nice one. Realize that I'm married to this game. Me and my chain won't break up. Oh, nice.
He was
one,
once
nice
a failed rapper, so let's move ahead.
Failed rapper, nice one. Nice one.
People, what's up, people? How you all doing? My name is Samson Malakis.
We know.
I'm good. It's nice reporting for duty for all of you again. Yes, I'm really happy. I'm glad about the feedbacks I got from the last episode we did. Yes, Destiny, Praise God, Child, Local FM, Tony Doe, and the gang. Hello to all of you.
Yeah,
Germany. Yeah, we're all happy. Thank you for the love.
Thank you for the love like that.
Support. Like, we're doing this for all of you. Thank you for the questions we've seen. You're going to reply all of them very soon. We're going to bring some of them on the show to talk about them. So today, going straight up, we'll be talking about a lot of things.
Yep. So today on the show, we have this topic.
Topic.
Yeah. Oh, serious, gone. It's a serious something. So people ask us, what do you mean when you say good music? So what exactly
do you
is
mean,
good music?
You mean good music, Kanye West? That's like,
that's
like the level, you know, yeah, so, good music.
I mean, that's one of the definitions.
I've been listening to Kanye West latest album.
Yeah.
So you say good music.
If I'm going to say good music from that, I mean,
I'm sorry, man. I'm not sure.
This is a brother dissing Kanye. Do you know who Kanye is, bro? You don't even know, bro.
You see,
Kanye might come at you. I mean, Kanye might just tell, I gotta be careful too, bro. Before you just get to hear that, I mean, being a slave is a choice. You know what I'm saying? No, this, bro. We were just going right here.
See, I think you should check out, just go stream the album. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Shout out to Kanye, the journalist, an amazing guy. Okay, so moving forward. So today we're going to talk about good music, what people feel about good music and stuff. So, yeah. Malaki, hit me up. What do you when you say good music, what do you really mean?
Good music. Man, this has different perspective. I don't know. I think I have to speak from my own standpoint.
Exactly.
No, good music. There's no universal law or something out there that says this is good music, or yardstick that says this is good music. I think for me, good music, for even when I say a song is good, that means it has good lyrics. When I mean good lyrics, something I can relate to. That's me, not you listening, please. Don't come for me. It's a song that I can relate to. Has good vocals. Okay, I'm still talking about good. You're asking what's the meaning of good.
I'm not asking what's the meaning of good. Ask what is good music. What do you think good music is?
Yeah, but has good production. One, good for me, good production. Because once it's bad production, it sucks anyway. So good production, number one. That's two. Good lyrics. That's something we can relate to. Something I, not you, sorry. Why am I putting
Why are you fighting?
it's really hard to see.
I know, yeah, it is.
It has different perspective.
Absolutely. Exactly.
So it must be a song that will stand the test of time for me.
Oh, yeah?
So when I mean stand the test of time, I mean it's a classic song for me. So when I say a song is good music, it's not a disposable song. So a song I just get to listen to today.
So let me cut it right there. I mean, I hear timeless music. It's not good music. It's timeless music.
I saw that coming.
I saw it coming. Yeah, it's
look at your face.
It's good. It's good.
Are you guilty or something?
Am I guilty? I don't even care.
I think I'm laughing too. I should get serious with you.
Ah, serious.
Serious.
No, serious gone. All right. So yeah, when you say timeless music as good music, right? So if it's a xenophobia issue right now.
Okay.
Right, and then I'm a rapper,
okay,
or I'm a singer,
okay,
and then I put together some lines, some lyrics about what's going down and how it should stop. And then in the next 10 years, we don't have any xenophobia issue like that at all. Are you gonna say that that's timeless? That kind of music, that kind of record is timeless?
Yeah, anytime that xenophobia,
or are you gonna tell me that okay, I mean, we know the answer, it might not play on radio again,
yeah.
Right, so are you gonna tell me that was not good music? Even when I had a good production, I had beautiful lyrics, as you mentioned.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying these are some of the features that makes.
So we are saying that if that feature goes out, it's not gonna be qualified as good music.
No, it is. It can always stand the test of time. See, truth is, not playing on radio. Mm-hmm. Song not playing on radio doesn't disqualify it from being a good song.
Okay, so how then is it timeless? How will my kids?
Anytime we talk about history, xenophobic actions between perhaps example Nigeria and South Africa, what happened some years back. Mm-hmm. So we can always say.
How many appetite songs do you know?
Huh?
How many appetite songs do you know?
Appetite song.
You see that?
Yeah, I know, but it's still considered for me. I still consider it timeless. Let's do a throwback. Chrissy Essien Ibokwe.
Okay.
Desert Memory.
Mm-hmm.
So she did a song when I was quite younger.
Mm-hmm.
May you they look the road before you cross. Something like, I don't even know the song.
Mm-hmm.
So giving children direction or people direction on how to cross the road.
Mm-hmm. Now that's timeless for me.
You understand?
Good.
Okay, so he doesn't get to play on radio every day.
Okay.
But once you talk about crossing of road, what comes to you? For me,
for real, classic songs don't really not like they'll play on radio every day.
But they always have
a reason to be played on radio.
See, the thing is, it's not about away from radio. For me, classic song is a song that different generation can relate to.
How do I relate to xenophobia if I don't know anything about xenophobia? I mean, sometimes when they talk about appetite, right? I cannot relate because I was not born in South Africa.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, okay. But I cannot connect with that emotion.
Okay.
Right? So do we still classify that for a Nigerian audience, for a human being of my age, as timeless?
True this. I think every song has a motive.
Think right there, Grace.
Yes. I said every song has a motive.
Okay.
If you're a strategic singer, so you just know you're putting out a song called Pillow.
Mm.
So you know Pillow. It's this is what it's going to stand for.
Okay.
This is why I'm putting this song.
Okay.
This is what I want to achieve.
Okay.
So every song has a motive, and so if the motive of this guy who did this in a few weeks song was to solve a problem around there, right there in a city, it's a timeless song. It doesn't have to be timeless song.
Oh yeah, it doesn't have to be timeless. Great. Who taught you, Chop Knuckle? I thought you had to be speaking like this. You asked because I had you on a hot seat and then you escaped. That's good. This guy, you go for president.
President.
Of your village council.
Jesus.
Moving forward. All right, so.
That's one word.
That's like World War Zero. Okay. All right, so straight up to what we want to talk about. So what we're still talking about. Now, for me, I don't want to go into what I feel like because of time. I don't want to go into what I feel like should be good music. But I mean, just like we said, there's no universal agreed meaning of good music, right? So for us, we just have to say, we just have five things that would be a pointer for us, would be a pointer to what good music is. Like five qualities that the song should have, we can call it good music. That's for us. Okay? For Lemon Podcast. So number one is meaningful lyrics.
So that can you expand it?
Yeah, so meaningful lyrics, your song has to be meaningful. I mean, you don't just have to wake up and
it's good music.
Okay.
Like, feel good.
Okay.
So you get
so how will you feel good if I start saying I'll be the better and tap it and hear along.
I'm enjoying it. That's a feeling good.
Oh, damn it, bro.
I'm getting you all confused, right?
That's good. If you feel good, I mean, feel good music sometimes might not be good music. Why? Ding dong. All right, away from that. So, yeah, we're trying to say that your song should, you know, have meaningful lyrics, right? It doesn't have to be all serious, but it just has to be meaningful. Right, at some point it has to address something. All right, it has to address something, even if it's about dance, even if it's about being happy, even if it's about drinking. You know, that's how you talk about drinking and all of that, and it still makes a whole lot of sense. All right, so
it's good music. Normally, I think we should clear this. Clear this up. Let's do it here.
Okay.
People like to relate some genre of songs to be good music.
Oh, no. See, that's even another one. Thank you for that. That's even another one. It's not, I mean, for someone like me, right?
R&B. It's because it's R&B.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. It's like, woo! Classic, because R&B.
I got good pimples.
Woo! Alternative sound. Woo! Mad one. Rap. Ah!
So I come some, with it. I come someone with it.
Come, with Afro Pop now, you'll be looking at the person funny. Oga. Art is art. It just has to be good. Just has to be good art. But you know, the funny thing about art is that art does not really have a definition of what should be good, right? Because that's deep, right? Okay, let me not go there. He's looking at me funny. He wants to bring his art teacher, so I have to be careful. I mean, I know I did art, right? But I majored in science. I don't even know how that
just
happened.
Move ahead.
Okay, pride taking over. All right. Okay, so second thing is that your music has to be. Has to have quality production. Very important. Quality production. He mentioned it earlier. So that really means, I mean, part of what it means is that your voice should sing with the music. I mean, the voice should not be over the other side and the music is over the other side.
Thinking about something.
My brother, what are you doing with your life? You're thinking about something that, oh Lord, my brother's weak.
Mention names.
Please mention names.
I won't mention names.
No, please mention names.
I'm ready to fight battle right
no,
now.
No, I want you to be at the news like, my brother just got shot.
Like shots with money?
No, like Nika. Shot Nika. All right, moving forward. We also believe that your music should have, should be unique, right? There should be a unique element in your music. There should be a unique element in your music. Whenever you want to do music, you just have to, because at the end of the day, every time you create something new as art, there should always be something new you're going to tell.
That's true. So I also think it should be, there should be some, number four should be good and deliberate
vocals.
Something new.
So you see, talking about deliberate vocal expressions, like good and deliberate vocal expression. I mean, there's this thing that they say in songwriting and in vocal classes. Yeah, I used to sing before. I'm sorry. Right.
Just move ahead.
So they say.
Let's mention three artists in Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
Or probably in Africa that came up with new style of singing. I can always say.
Mr. Easy.
Easy. I think. Easy. I think I'll give the credit to Black Magic. No, Easy.
Oh, okay. So you guys are starting this stuff again.
Because I think he pioneered some of the stuff.
Yeah, Black Magic pioneered the sound, right? But Easy took it to.
Are you saying Black Magic didn't go mainstream? I know what you want to say.
Easy took it to another level.
What another level? Internationally?
See, guy, I'm not even gonna lie, right? I love both of them. But I think Easy did something great with it.
Burna Boy. One of his own.
Yeah, Burna Boy for me has a fusion of the whole raga dancehall thing, and then the Afrobeat thing. So yeah, it's a great sound there. Lots of these guys who really are cutting edge. I mean, you cannot stop mentioning Two Face. I mean, so Timaya, you cannot stop mentioning Timaya. These guys brought fusions into the whole Afro sound and, you know, made it great. All right, so yeah, moving forward. So yeah, I was talking about good and deliberate expression, vocal expression. It is said that a singer should make the audience feel what he or she wants the audience to feel.
And that
comes with your songwriting, from your songwriting to your vocal expression. All right, this one of my favorite artists, Mali Music. That's how Mali Music sings, and
that is from Mali.
Oh no, it's not from Mali. You're just gonna claim Africa to everyone and for everyone. What's happening?
There at Mali? He loves Mali.
Oh, bro.
Just go ahead.
I have his phone number. No, give it to me. Okay.
So what did Mali Music say?
Mali Music, there's a way he sings. All right. And then he puts you into this feeling. All right. And then you are feeling that. I can also say that Mr. Easy does that too. You know the whole layback.
I think it's because you like Easy.
That's the problem.
The thing is, I think because you connect to him in a deeper level. I don't know, because I know you just get to close your eyes and get to think about a lot of stuff.
Okay, so tell me who you connect with.
Connect with Nigeria or
Nigeria? Anyway, the world, bro. Music.
I don't want to mention names. Controversial rapper.
Who's the controversial rapper? I mean, if it's controversial, Kanye. I mean, who's more controversial than Kanye? Who else?
He's losing his mind.
Oh, you connect with Kanye because you lost your mind. Just say, bro.
Right now, there's J. Cole, my brother.
Yeah, J.
The Cole War.
Okay, so you connect with J. Cole.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, at the end of the day, J. Cole, from his songwriting, makes you feel what he wants you to feel. Y'all, talk back to us on this one. You know, sometimes we can argue like that, but talk back to us what you feel about that, if I'm right or if wrong. That's what they told me. I mean, maybe my teachers were wrong. Just saying, bro.
You shouldn't believe everything.
I mean, who doesn't believe his teacher? Moving forward, so the last thing, in our opinion, right, in our suggestion,
why do you like coming last?
Oh, God! What this guy was saying? Did you guys hear what he said? Why do I like coming last? Am I supposed to cough first? Oh, bro, just say, bro. Okay. I mean, we're responsible for what we say. You're responsible for how you understand whatever you understand. come back and sit down here and continue talking.
Hello, people. I didn't say anything.
He did. I'll let your pastor hear this podcast. Okay, so talk about number five. So the fifth thing, right? The fifth quality of good music, from our perspective, is memorable. It has to be. I mean, it has to be simple enough for people to remember.
Yeah.
What's the essence of putting out a record if someone will not remember, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you have to, in all you do, your songwriting and everything, you have to make your song memorable. Very important.
There's some people who get to say that when you make it complex, that it gets to stand the test of time, because people get to rehearse, like, yeah.
Okay, that's another one.
So people get to try to rehearse to sing like you mimic your singing for 2 years. Like, oh God, I just sang like Adele finally after 10 years of trying to sing. That's my story.
That's a story. What's this man even saying? That you try singing.
Yeah, I tried singing.
But I catch you.
Tried singing.
Don't do
it. Everybody's singing. As fast as you can talk, you're
singing. Don't do it. All right, fam. So yeah, let's just go through the five things we said again. Number one,
meaningful lyrics.
Yeah, that's the first quality. From our suggestion perspective,
needs to have meaning.
Yeah, and number two, quality production. All right, number three,
unique elements.
Yeah, and number four, it has to have good and deliberate vocal expression. And
number five, memorable.
Great.
Let it stick,
bro.
Let it stick. Stick to your mind, stick to your heart, stick to your soul.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. So, people, thank you so much for coming on again for this one. We're grateful. We're happy that you've been showing us lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of you all.
Yeah, but before we go, real quick,
you have a gift.
A deep condolence. We're sending a condolence message right now to the Banj. All right, I don't know what to say. He lost his son. All right, it's crazy. The boy is just 20 months.
No, it's not. It's 13. He celebrated his birthday.
13 months.
Last month. So, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
The Banj, may the strength of God guide you and keep you. Yeah. It's hard to say. Sorry about this. Sorry. It's not great news at all. Then congratulations to Davido.
Congratulations to
OBO.
OBO.
He brought that home for Africa.
Yeah, he brought the BET.
Yeah, we all knew where he started.
International.
Emma Damiduro. You still remember? Yeah. Yeah, it is. So just start something. Anything you have, just start.
Exactly. Just start. Put your work out. Just start.
You never can tell how when to fly.
And then Tuesday is Nigeria, Argentina. The World Cup.
Okay.
Ibibu.
I think
I don't even know what to say.
We are winning the match.
Nigeria. I love this, bro.
I'm gonna say Nigerian spirit, but I don't know you're gonna fight for.
That's
you gonna fight.
Don't say Nigerian spirit.
You won. I think it's your perspective anyway. So I don't get to argue with you on this.
That's
so
okay. We're talking
Nigeria,
about some other
we are
time.
Winning this.
All right, Nigeria, go out there and win. We got your back. We support you. We're gonna support you on Twitter, and we might also blast you on Twitter too. But we just pray that the Super Eagles of Nigeria go ahead and just win.
So talk back to us. Send us a mail, lemonpodcast@gmail.com. Lemon, that's double M. That's
LEMMON.
So you can podcast. Just, while spelling, you can just say my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just for you alone. Yeah. So connect with us on Facebook, Lemon Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, Lemon Podcast. We like to hear from you and tell us what you think we should talk about next episode, and tell us what your suggestions, how to make this better, because we're doing this just for you alone.
Mm-hmm. Then go ahead and just drop your comments on wherever you're listening to this from. Let's just know what you feel. All right, so bye. Chop lemon.
My name is Malaki. I had to say my name.
Pride. Marvel.
Yow. Oh, you had to say your name also.